CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
A strong end to a stressful week as stocks rode a two-day rebound to narrow their weekly losses and move back to within 2% of all-time highs. The S&P 500 levitated by 1.5% on Friday, taking its two-day gain to nearly 3% and making up more than half the three-day drop that came before, with investors moving past a surprisingly hot inflation report early in the week, and buyers found their way back to beaten down growth stocks. A report on retail sales for April came in softer than expected on Friday after a massive jump the month before. That's another sign that the economic rebound might have passed its point of maximum acceleration. So far, the index pullback from last week's record resembles three shakeouts earlier this year of similar magnitude. While the broad risk of rising inflation might be growing, it's far too soon for investors or the Federal Reserve to say for sure. And for now, it all seems related to temporary demand surges and product shortages coming out of the pandemic. Now, it's impossible to declare this choppy phase in the markets over, but overall, the past week showed that sellers continue to have a hard time taking control of this market. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.